Hey, this is Dr. Leung. This is Dr. Leung, a neurologist. The painful patient last name is Rutherford. First name is Ricky. Ricky, R-I-C-K. Date of visit is December 6, 2023. Date of birth is June 12, 1984. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First of all, it was in October 2020, in Roseville, California. First of all, patient was riding his electric scooter to commute. First of all, patient was riding the scooter at about 20 miles per hour. First of all, patient tells me an animal jumped out in front of him, and he was ejected from the scooter. First up, he tells me that he hit the ground, his head hit the ground. First up, he was wearing a helmet. However, the helmet popped off with the initial head impact. First up, patient tells me that he was completely out of consciousness on the ground. First up, he was out of consciousness for about 5 minutes. First up, when he woke up, patient was confused, disoriented. First up, patient had a severe head pain. First up, patient was patient went to the emergency room. First up, patient was evaluated in the emergency room. First up, there was no surgery done. First up, patient tells me that they did not do a head scan at that time. First up, next paragraph. Since the event, patient has significant headaches almost every day. First up, he feels dizziness, fatigue, anxiety, depressed. First up, patient has sound sensitivity. First up, patient has irritability, difficulty focusing, sleep disturbance. Next paragraph. Patient is currently working as a power technician for an electric company. First up, patient tells me that his previous job, he got fired because he was not able to focus and concentrate at work due to the headache and dizziness. First up, patient tells me that he also has significant a headache and light sensitivity and sound sensitivity at work, which is affecting his performance. First up, patient tells me that with his current job, he also continued to have significant focus difficulty and concentration difficulties. First up, patient also feel very fatigued at work. First up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, in October of 2020, in Roseville, California, patient was riding a scooter. Electric scooter, S-C-O-T-T-E-R, scooter at about 20 miles per hour, and then suddenly an animal jumped in front of him. He was ejected from this scooter and hit the head. First up, a patient tells me that he had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, when he woke up, a patient was confused, disoriented. First up, a patient has severe headache. First up, since the event, a patient has significant headache, dizziness, fatigue, concentration difficulty, sleep difficulty, sound sensitivity. It is my opinion that he sustained traumatic brain injury, with the complete loss of consciousness after the head impact, and now he has significant headache, dizziness, difficulty concentrating, sound sensitivity, and sleep disturbances, which are all very common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. This marks the end of the patient. Next patient, last name is V as in Victor, E-L-A-S-C-O. Again, V-E-L-A-S-C-O. First name is Vanessa, V-A-N-E-S-S-A. Date of visit is December 5, 2023. Date of birth is March 21st, 1985. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that she was involved in a traumatic brain injury. Patient tells me it was in 2004 in Iraq. Patient tells me that she was in a vehicle called LMTV. Patient tells me that the hatch, a door, and a weapon fell onto her head. Patient tells me these are metal parts, directly hit her head. Patient had immediate loss of consciousness in the vehicle. Tells me that she was out of consciousness for at least 3-4 minutes. When she woke up, patient had severe headache. Patient was confused and disoriented. Patient tells me that she has severe headache and the frontal head. a first step. The next paragraph, 2 months later, camera patient was in this LMTV truck again. First step, however, there was an explosion on her truck. First step, there was an explosion and caused her to have severe headache, dizziness, and light sensitivity. First off, she did not lose consciousness at that time. First off, the patient was confused, disoriented, and severe headache. First off, next paragraph, the patient is currently not working. First off, the patient was in school studying previously. First off, the patient is not able to study well because of her headaches and concentration difficulties. First off, next paragraph, first off, her current symptoms, including headache. First up, she has headache almost every day. First up, she cannot keep track of things. First up, the patient has a difficulty to focus and concentrate. First up, the patient has memory deficit. First up, patient also have dizziness. First step, patient also have lightheadedness. First step, this marks at the end of the patient.